Muhammad's wisdom a blessing to all the land.
Why was Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam such a powerful leader? What made his leadership so powerful? Was it fear? Did the people possess fear? Did they fear Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? No, it was not fear. Was it wealth? The companions expected to gain lots of wealth from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It wasn't wealth, but rather it was trust and character. He consulted his companions even when he was not required to do so. He forgave his enemies when it would have been easier possibly to punish them. He stood at the back of the army, just as he stood at the front of the army, supporting every single person. He taught that each one of you is a shepherd, and each one of you is responsible for his subordinates, for his flock. This was his view of leadership as a trust, not just a title. Whether you're a parent, a teacher, a manager, a boss, or even an imam, you are accountable before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for how you treat those beneath you, for how you treat your employees, for how you treat your subordinates. Let us move away from arrogance and move towards servant leadership, just like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let us be patient with those beneath us. Let us be kind to those beneath us. Let us be respectful and merciful to the young, to our spouses, to our children, to our elderly, those we are responsible for. We shall be questioned about. Don't forget this. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.